We are learning Toisves Yomi, and we are currently on the Daf Mem Gimel, Amud Beis. This is in Maseches Kiddushin, page 43, and Amud Beis, 43b. The Balem Toisves we learn today now. The topic is, this is a Machloikes, this is an argument between the sages, Achomim, and Rabbi Yehuda. It says it quotes in like a Mishnah. In the Gemara it says, it is in the middle of the page after the double dot. Tnan Oson, we learned there. Narohamaviroso, Hive Aviho Mekablin Ezgita. If there is a young woman who is engaged, either she or her father could receive her get. This is like something in between. This is she is between marriage and between being single. Yes, she's engaged. And the same is according to her age. She is not neither adult nor child. Something in between, young woman, which means between the age of 12 and 12 and a half years. So in this case, he's like in the middle. And in the middle, she has some rights, and her father has some rights to be mekabel her get. This is what the sages say. But Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ein shtei yodahim zoi chois ke'echod. It is not possible, even in such a case, the two hands should have the same level of rights as one hand should." So either this or that, and he decides to the father because she's still young. No, it's not possible. Just the father can be mekabel esget in case the chosan, his future husband says that he wants out of the marriage or of the engagement. Then she needs a get, and the get can be received only by her father, since she is still young. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbi Yehuda gives an interesting detail to the end, and he says, "V'chol she'ein yechayla lishmar esgita, ein yechayla esgarish." And all those who are unable to guard their get, their letter of divorce, it's not possible to divorce them. So what is this? What is this? At first sight, one would say, new topic. You know, because first they were arguing with the Chachomim. And the Chachomim were saying, if she is Nara Marasa, if she is in between, both according to her age and both according to her marital status, then either the father could act on behalf of the divorce, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, only the father, she is still young. And then he goes a step further and asks that if there are some people who are unable to guard their get, what does this mean? What is this concept? Somebody who is unable to guard their get. Rashi explains, and Toisves will argue on this Rashi. Rashi says, "V'chol she'ein eina yechayla lishmar eskita eina yechayla liskarish, afilu al yedei avio." Even by his father, she cannot be divorced. The hashaitei. So at first sight, this seems to be, if somebody is a fool, it's not possible to divorce, which is very sad fact, and loyalenu should not happen to anybody. I think that there are some stories going around about the heter of Mea Rabbonim, that one should collect 100 Rabbonim to sign and give a special heter, a special allowance to divorce somebody who has lost mental abilities. But actually Rashi says that we learn in Maseches Yevomos that there is a gzeras hakosuv like this. So it's not so no social decree, so that it should we should guard, we should take care of such people. If I said this by accident, I should tell that actually, according to some Rabboni, according to one opinion which we will see soon, Bezrat Hashem, it is actually a social enactment. But Rashi says that no, it's just as we learned in Maseches Yevum, it's nothing social, it's Gzeras HaKosuv, it is what is written in the Torah, it is what the sages derived in the Torah, it can be found written on the pages of the Shas, it is found in Maseches Yevomes, and we do the drash, we go into the psukim of the Torah, and we see, this is not this one. Afilo al yedei aviho de hashoitei, ve omar Rabbi Yitzchok, ve shilcho mi beisai. Rabbi Yitzchok said, we have a posuk, I try to quote this posuk. This is the main pasuk in the Torah about divorce. If somebody takes a wife and he is with her, and there will be, if he not found the pleasure in his eyes, because he found something disgusting, found something, a repulsive thing in her, he should write him a letter of divorce, which we call a get, and he should give her this letter, and he should send her from his house. What do our sages learn from these two last words? He should send from her house, from his house. So it says there are people, unfortunately, who have lost their mental abilities. You cannot send them. You cannot tell them that, go, I don't need you. We're no more husband and wife. No, but not possible. Returns. Somebody lost their mental abilities will return even after such an agreement. This is what Rashi says, based on Maseches Yevomes. Mi shemeshalcha ve'ino chozeres. Somebody who you send and won't return, which excludes somebody who will send and will return, Rashi gives the correct source. This we found in Maseches Yevomes. And Tosfos says, I have another source, I have a Yerushalmi, and I see from the Yerushalmi, to tell the truth, the Bavli is actually more authoritative than the Yerushalmi. And most of the times, the way how we meet the Yerushalmi is like Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi. But anyway, it's very interesting to see this consideration, which Yerushalmi, I think Yerushalmi was not redacted at all. Bavli was redacted by Gadoilim, by Ravashi and Ravina, and the great, great, great rabbis. Yerushalmi was collected, like everything that was collected in a place where already the most of the rabbis were already forcefully taken away from Jerusalem. So this is the problem with the Yerushalmi. Anyway, we could see the reasoning here. Yes, we have a principle that if Yerushalmi and Bavli, there's a contradiction between Yerushalmi and Bavli, we go like Bavli. Let's have an eye opened for it. If there will be a contradiction, I'm not sure. I think that Tosfos will want to argue with Rashi himself by not attacking the Bavli based on the Yerushalmi. Tosfos says about this case, Pirish be contrast loy al yede. So first he quotes us his way. Perush bekuntres, we found in Rashi's explanation, lo yayadei atzma velo yayadei avio, not by himself, but not by herself, and not by her father, lefishe ikeshoite, because she is like somebody who is fool. What is this for one moment? We stop. What is like somebody who is fool? So, when you first see such a Gemara, you think, or such a Mishnah, you think to yourself, it speaks about an actual fool. It speaks about Naram Arso, which is full health. And then it goes on and speaks about a really fully other topic. Full. Nothing has nothing to do with it. Why? Because she is like she is Shoyte. The basic explanation is this is a Ketana. Tosfos will say in a moment, this can be a connection inside the Mishnah itself. First it speaks about the Nara, who is also not adult but not a child as well. And then it goes on, and Rabbi Yehuda goes on and speaks that he has even something to say about the Ketana, which implies Rabbi Yehuda argues with the case of a Ketana, with the case of a real child, a girl, let's say. And it seems to be the case that, based on this, the Tanakhama himself, he says that this is not only true for what he says, that she, the small girl, and her father can receive the get according to Tanakhama. And this is what actually Rashi says. Rashi says, Nara merasa lehu hadin lektano. V'hayde bali gil bernara do'idir ha'kolichoy de Rabbi Yehuda. So why does it say Nara? So that it should show the force of Rabbi Yehuda, which means that in the case of Nara merasa, it's like more strong. Stronger what is the claim of Rabbi Yehuda. But anyway, Tanakhama says, the Chachomim say, the sages say, that even small child can receive her own get, which is, I think it's quite amazing. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda says that small child cannot, because a small child is like Shoyte. Because if you send away a small child, I think we find this idea a few times throughout Shas. Chere Shoyte v'koton, in Bodeo. Few mitzvahs that are obligated only for those people who have mind, and who are those who have mind, who are those who don't have mind, is always chere shoyte v'koton. One of them is always a fool, mentally disabled, and one of them is like healthy but still young, still not able to grasp the ideas. So this is very nice according to this. This is what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says, do you remember, we learned something about Shoyte, about full-fledged fools, we learned something. And we can apply what we learned about full-fledged fools to the case of the small girls, which it seems to imply that Tanakhama says, no, small little girls could receive their get. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, cannot, because she's like Shoyte, she's like fool. And fool, you cannot, because you have this Gzira Sakosuv, according to Rashi, who cites Maseches Yevomes, that no. Because if you send a small girl, she will return. So this is what Taisfes quotes. Sheike Shoyte, Veshoyte, Vema'atim Beperek Heresh. And we exclude the case of fool in the Maseches Yevomes, Vemeshalcha Ve'inachoy Zeres, based on the concept of somebody who is sent and not return. So you can send somebody who you send and someone will not return, which is the definition given by Torah by sending. Sending doesn't mean, according to Torah, sending doesn't mean sending. Sending means successful sending. If I send her and she is actually in a state of being sent, not by returning. So there should be an agreement about this, in order so that the Torah will say that yes, she is sent. When came, so here comes Tosfos and he says, this is the point that we started to emphasize. If there is a ktana, there is a small girl, she is unable to guard her letter of divorce. Let me say another thing. This is not the same concept, so hear the difference. Rashi says, what is this? This is somebody who sent and comes back. Boomerang. What does Rabbi Yehuda says? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't speak about the boomerang. Rabbi Yehuda says, "In yochayla lishmar es gita." If you read this, what do you think? What is the image that you get? Somebody who, like, loses objects. Loses the get. You trust him, trust her with her get, and you ask her tomorrow, where is your get? And she says, I don't know, I am unable to guard my get. So, first thing about Rashi to note, if we want just to get something like sensitivity to Rashi's words, that he's trying to, not manipulating us, but to influence us into a certain direction, red light should, we should see in our minds that question that has to be dealt with. A difficulty that Rashi wants to deal with. Is there other possibilities how to deal with this? It would be nice to see such an explanation that really fits the text more. So actually this is what Tosfos is trying to start. That this kind of explanation it doesn't like, not because it's not fitting the text. Because it contradicts Yerushalmi, it says. לפי זה, קטנו שאינו יודע אס לשמור גיטו, אינו מסגורשס. It's not possible to send away small girl. So what is the correct halachic solution? Wait until she becomes older and then you can send her. So no problem, let's do it. לא יעל ידיו ויהו ולא יעל ידיו. Neither by her, neither by her father. He says now, R.M., according to some Girsot. This is Rabbi Nutan, Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Menachem, I don't know, Pirish. So some, one Tosafist explains like this. Diktano mitgarash esal yadei aviyo. Very interesting. He says, small girl can actually be divorced by her father, that her father receives the get on behalf of her, which at first sight seems to be agreeing Rashi's version of Tanekame, the version of Hachomim. I would say that here it says that this is the, according to the Tosfos, this could even be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, so it doesn't buy this idea of Rashi, like, this is something that Rashi says on and on and on, that they are arguing even about the Ktana. If you read the text, they don't say a thing about Ktana. Yes, there is an obvious difficulty with the text, that Rabbi Yehuda goes on and explains something. Which is this something that he explains? Rashi says that it's the Ktana. Tosfos says, cannot be. I think, says Tosfos, even Rabbi Yehuda allows the Ktana to be divorced. Yes, by her father, yes. One moment, let's check if this is true, if it does mention the concept of only by her father. How does the text look like? The text looks like, V'chol she'en yechayl lishmer esgita, en yechayl lezgarish. Okay, the text is open. The text allows, the original text of Rabbi Yehuda, the saying of what Rabbi Yehuda said, allows that, yes, it can be, can speak about Ktana, and it can, it, and just keep this case, which Tosfos says that the father should get it. Yeah, maybe. I don't really know, but let's see Tosfos' proofs. First, maybe I'm Yerushalmi. Okay, so let's see our source in Yerushalmi. The basic idea is, in one word, it's like Mina Kefker. Mina Kefker is an important concept throughout Shas, which is a very set concept, but it can be found about those women that are in a handicapped position, that they will be treated as Hefker. So it's everything for free. This is a concept that we see nowadays throughout the whole world. Hefker means everything is free, no restrictions, everything is allowed. In those days, it was the sad situation that those handicapped women were treated like hefker, like everything is allowed. What regards to sexuality. So this can be one issue, and this issue is not what is interesting about it, that it is, it's a social enactment, as I have said before. And the Yerushalmi says, actually, this is true, but this is a machloikes. There is another opinion. According to one opinion, it's kseir sakosub, and it's a Torah prohibition. The Torah, not prohibition. The Torah system doesn't allow this to work, to just send away fool, according to the other opinion. No, it's social enactment. What if you send out? It's interesting that this were the main concern in those days, and not the fact that one would say today, if you ask somebody, why is it so? Why is it so that we don't allow to just drop somebody on the street? Not nice. Not because she will be sexually abused. On the contrary, it's repulsive. Nobody wants this to do. Like, this is more honest. So there are such people, unfortunately, that feels like everything is allowed. But if you ask a civilized Western culture person about what could be the issue about sending away somebody mentally disabled, then one will say the issue is social sensitivity. Gemara does not say this, even Bavli, in most places. Here you show me. The main concern is Minak Hefker. One could translate it to nowadays language like social sensitivity. Okay, so let's see the Yerushalmi. Dikiyomar also mata am shayte inamid goreshes. Okay, so what's the source for shayte inamid goreshes? Palige ba amoraye. There are machlokes amoraim. The sages of the Talmud had different opinions about it. Hadomar mishum greire. One says because of greire. Greire means something like pulling. Perush. They pull other people to sin. This is so that others should not be pulled by evil desire, instinct, lehafkira, so that they shouldn't treat them as hefker, as free objects of sexuality. Other opinion says, which we say by Rabbi Yehuda, they cannot guard their get, so looks like they lose their get. Perush Shechoizeres. Okay, Tosfos buys this. Tosfos doesn't have problems with this Rashi, maybe because it's not Rashi's invention. We've seen this in reliable places like in Bavli, that this is a code word for Choizeres. Okay. Ubaye. And there is a question about this machlokes. My beinayu. Obvious question. What's the difference between the two opinions? As in the Talmud, language of the Talmud, my nafkamina. What comes out of this all? Ikka beinayu tlat mile. Three different laws, three different cases where there can be distinct decisions based on the basis of this law that you cannot just drop to the streets somebody who is mentally disabled. First, Ovar Vegirish. If somebody acted against the enactment and actually divorced somebody mentally disabled. Second, this first just enumerates all the possibilities, and later on it gives the details. And according to all opinions, what will be the decision in which case? But it first just list Ovar Vegirish is the first one. Second, Yeshla Ave Yachaylish Moira Gita. There is a father. She has a father, and she can actually guard the get. And the third one is itim shoyte ve'itim chaloima. Sometimes she is. This is also prevalent. Sometimes she is not by her right mind, and sometimes she is by her right mind. Which is, yes, we have this in psychiatry, that there are times of, I don't know the English word in Hungarian, it's called rush. When things just don't work as they should do, and this is like unpredictable. Upirash Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam gave the exact cases. Ovar Vagiresh, what is the case of somebody who acted against the law and really divorced somebody who is mentally disabled? The Mande Omar Mishum Grire. According to the opinion that says that the issue is the social sensitivity. Megureshes. Yes, rabbinical enactments are very nice, but not that strong. If you act against the rabbinical enactment, this just works. You just didn't follow. You did a transgression. You did maybe a Torah transgression. You transgressed. The Torah says that you should follow the decision of the rabbis. You did not did. You have a point, a minus point, in your booklet. But what you did is done. She is megureshes. She is not your wife anymore. Because this prohibition is obviously of rabbinic origin. Share bediavad, if you really did it, in a bediavad case, it works. According to other opinion, which says it is a Torah law. Torah law means this just won't work. Anyway, you do this, nothing happens. You just say things, but it has really no meaning because you just can't act against the Torah. The Torah, it's not chal. Yes, the kivan de ahave, hai isura de oira. So, because we see that this is of a Torah origin, this law. Osura filo bedi avad, even if in such a case, she will be osur, meaning what is this that she will be osur? One cannot take her as a wife. Interesting, somebody would take even in such a case her as a wife, because she's osur, she's ish, and she's not megureshes really. And if she is taken in case of bearing children, the children will be mamzerim. In the other case, they won't. So this is big rectification. Okay, let's see second case. Yesh lo ave yochai lishmar gita. Second case is she has a father and she can guard her get. Interesting. This was the latter criterion was an issue before. Yes, it's funny because in Yochal Lishmar's Gita, this was one reason. Lamande Omar Mishum Grire Osur Legorsha Lekatchila. According to the reasoning of Grire, of social sensitivity, it's prohibited to divorce her because it doesn't help. This is like some kind of. There could be different kinds of symptoms. Of losing the mental abilities. Torah specifies one specific subset, which means if you are outside of this specific subset, then you are not inside the enactment. The social sensitive enactment goes onto the problem itself. The problem grire is the disease. Any disease that it is, whichever disease there is, this is a problem. But the other, Torah defines a subset. Not any kind of fool, just those kind of fools that doesn't come back. On the surface, this would suffice. So why do we need the additional criteria that She should have the father. I think it's not additional criteria. It's separate criteria. It's also something which falls out of our subset. The Torah defines a very narrow subset. Not all full. So the Torah doesn't protect. Hashem Shomer Pesoim. God is protecting those who are not so capable mentally. But this is not the case here. This is Gzeras HaKosum. This is a very specific subset and does not cover all the different problematic cases. If there is a father, the father can care about not returning the daughter, but about Grire, social problem, not solved maybe, not solved by the father. Interesting, why not? The father is not enough of an authority to protect her daughter, protect his daughter from abuse. Interesting that it says so, but yes, it says so. So it's two different cases actually, but the same reasoning behind that the Torah only defines a subset. Yes, Mishum Grir Osur Lagor Shel Katchilo. So you should not you should not divorce her because there is a problem. And Omar Mishum De Meshal Chavei Chayzeres Afilu Lekatchila Megareshes. But if there is no such enactment in force, actually, you are allowed to divorce her. Granted, it's not nice. But the Torah doesn't say a thing about you. And according to this opinion, there is no rabbinical enactment in force about it. Dezu eina choizeres. You have a guarantee, she won't return. Lefishe ovio meshamror sheloi tachzor. Because the father is guarding so that she shouldn't return, or this kind of disease that she has does not have such consequence that she will return anyway. This was the second case. And the third case is itim shoyte ve'itim chaloyme. Sometimes she is not by her right mind, sometimes she is by her right mind. Lamande Omar Mishum Grire. So if the social problem is there, who knows? People could abuse those problematic times as well. So this doesn't protect. This temporarily good times don't help this problem. Interesting, but she won't return. Such a case... which seems like similar to the second one. Interesting. If you divorce her when she is by her right mind, she won't return even when she loses her mind. Or you don't consider this return a return, because this is not a permanent return, because eventually she will return from the return, based on the definition that we said in the beginning, that we deal only with permanent changes. Like, we call this only to the act of sending. This is only sending if she is sent and she doesn't come back and she understands. And if we started from the right presumptions, then we can assume that this will go on and on, and this is the default state, which happened first. Interesting. So it is possible to divorce her when she is wise. Imkein. So here comes Tai's first question. Mashma mitoich ha-Yerushalmi. We can deduce from the Yerushalmi. Dektano kasheyesh la'av. In a case where you have a small girl, when she has father, as explained, in such a manner, can be sent away. Okay, so according to which explanation we said? According to the explanation of the Bavli. So there is no contradiction really between Bavli and Yerushalmi. So this is not... So Taisfes doesn't act like the Bavli based on the Yerushalmi Rashi, Tosfot takes the interpretation of Rashi based on the Yerushalmi, because Rashi said that that there is no such concept. This was what Tosfot were trying to catch. There is such a concept. The father says to his daughter, please don't go back to this man. Okay, why didn't said the Rashi? There is a nice source for it. And the source, in addition to it, is according to our opinion, which can be found in the Bavli. Very nice. So we have so far a question. How to interpret Rabbi Yehuda, if this is so? How to interpret Rabbi Yehuda, if this is so? Let's see. Yes. This cannot speak about a katan sheesh la'av. Maybe it can speak about a katan she'en la'av. Very easy. And then this means that Tosfos is arguing on Rashi only in this regarding this distinction. Yes. Yesh la av lishmar es gita. Ki depirish is yesh la av lishmar es gita leman de omer mishum de meshal chaver chol zeres. If this is the reasoning actually that somebody who returns to be sent miskoreshes can be sent away actually by father, the zu einachozeres won't return she'avima meshamer she'einachozeres, because a father can guard that she won't come back. Afal gav de keomer also the mishum grira osur, even though that over there it says that there is another opinion called grira, called social sensitivity, and according to this he won't return animile begdoilo. But social sensitivity is very interesting, says Tosfos. This is just according. This does not apply to a child, a small girl. Which I think today, unfortunately, not that pure age, not true anymore. Not doesn't sound true anymore. Because listen to what he says. He says Bigdelo veHishoite. It's about adult fool. Lafi sheyeshlo taive. Because both she has desire. Ubnei Odom lo yati nachareha. Now, unfortunately, even the men are pulled after her, despite the fact that she is mentally disabled. Yes, regarding some things, our age is better. Regarding some things, our age is worse, because child abuse. There is a chashash. There is a problem about grire. The love bas taivel leikal emichash klal umizkoreshes. But there is no chashash. There is no issue at all. Tosfos says regarding to a small girl. Because the small girl herself doesn't have the consent. I think that there is something in it even today. Because this is really based on two parties. A small child, unfortunately, could be abused. Either she wants, either doesn't. It looks like the whole problem, it's so sad that we have to deal even with this kind of unhealthy way of thinking, but it looks like that the big yetzer hara, the big desire in a mentally disabled person, is that pitui is very easy. Pitui is when to get her consent, and this looks like a more comfortable version than abuse against her will. But for a small girl, if a small girl is small, then minus minus is plus. So she is small, and she is mentally disabled. No taiva, no desire from her part. So this means that in such a case, no consent from her part, and this prevents the factor that we identified as a source of issue, that she will be abused, she will be considered like hefker, like a free property, free common property of anybody. Further thinking about this issue, I was reaching the conclusion about what could have said Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. He said, so what is this according to Tosfos interpretation? What does this have to do with everything which is preceded? According to Tosfos, it's very geshmak. Because the previously have been said, if she was a Nara Merosso, and she was engaged, and she was Nara, then either she or her father can receive her get. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. But if she's a Ktana, then it depends. And this is exactly what is the conclusion of Tosfos. So this is why he didn't mention. So it just makes sense that the Mishnah at the end should speak about Rabbi Yehuda's decision in a case of a Ktana, in a case of a minor. And exactly this is what he says. It depends if she is, if you can solve it however in a way so that she should guard her get, then it's great, it's possible. Then you can send her away. If not, cannot send her away. If you have a father, and this is also something which I want to correct myself because this is what Tosfos says, kashesh la av. So this is one case. Tosfos said, "Yesh la'av ve'yachol lishmor gita," which is in a masculine form, which means the father can. The father is able to guard the get. In this interpretation, it sounds a bit forced, but this means that the father is responsible for not allowing her to go back to her former husband. So what does Tosfos says at the end of the day? Exactly, Rabbi Yehuda has this distinction, exactly the same which Tosfos says, and it is exactly speaking about the case of a Ktana, that it says it depends. If you can solve it however you can, it's great. You can divorce her, of course, by giving the get to the father. The only question remaining in this regard is that how do you put this distinction into practice so that you can say that, okay, now I am the father, I can promise you that I will not let her back. So is this maybe enough? A verbal declaration to say so? Maybe it is enough, so it is also already considered to be able. Maybe there is a hint in it in Tosfos, in the text of Tosfos. Tosfos says, if he has a father. So for Tosfos, maybe if you go with this case, with such a case to Tosfos based in, they should say to you that really, if there is a father, generally speaking, a father can be appointed to this job. No matter how competent the father is, generally speaking, fathers are good at it, guarding for their daughters. We have previously seen that fathers really. Oh yes, this is what the Gemara says in the continuation, that fathers. This is Rashi's explanation that nihale, fathers like their daughters by themselves in their jurisdiction. So, generally speaking, a father can be appointed to this. So Tosfos says, okay, if there is a father, then this father, then we can conclude that this father will be able to, so say, shomer the get, to guard the get, meaning guard that the get will be forced and the daughter will not go back to her husband, which really makes sense. So anyhow, generally an insane woman, why should go back to somebody who is not nice with her, except for the case that she has nowhere else to go? So maybe this is the mechanics behind that. She goes where she can go. If she has father, then she goes to the father. If she has no father, she goes back to the husband, no matter how cruel the husband was to her.